Sports. The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five. Let's go. Three.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Why do we have to? Checking in at
number five.
Oh, man. If you watch this debate last night, it was wacky for so many, many, many reasons. First of all, it was almost a children's table, except Elizabeth Warren got... You know, like at Thanksgiving? At Thanksgiving, sometimes they run out of room, and there's some adult that's kind of, you know, a major familial figure has to go to the children's table.
Yes.
And sit there.
I know that very well.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of where Elizabeth Warren was last night.
Mm-hmm.
There were people in that room. I had no idea who they were, except that the moderators were able to refer to them as governor and congressman. So I figured they had to be somebody. But then there was a very awkward moment where the sound folks at NBC got a little confused, came back from a break, and instead of going to the microphones that were on the dais, they were picking the wrong microphones.
Oh.
Who knows how that happened, but it did. So you have Lester Holt and Savannah Guthrie and Telemundo's José Díaz Balart. That's not how you spell it, pronounce that, is it?
Díaz Balart, I believe.
Díaz Balart. Oh, man. What I love about him is he does it like in Telemundo stats, almost like a telenovela when he's like asking a question.
Everything sounds
right.
Like we can't wait for the answer to this. As opposed to Chuck Todd, who just gave the answers along with the questions and had to get people cutting him off for time. Time! It's odd.
Oh, someone in the control room apparently forgot to cut the volume of some of the lapel mics, and guess what happened?
Many of you are calling for a restoration of an assault weapons ban, but even if implemented, there will still be hundreds of millions of guns in this country. Should there be a role for the federal government?
Your other mics are on.
Everybody's mics are on. I think we have a... I heard that, too. That's okay. I think we had a little mic issue in the back.
Control room, we've got contrary
we have the. I
audio.
Think we heard, yeah, we have the audience audio.
Yeah.
We have contrary audio? Is that what she was saying?
Contrary audio, man.
Get down on the phone.
Jeez. I come out of an up-tempo record, and I got to read a story about a dead dog. I want to see Chuck Todd go totally Casey Kasem in a moment like
goodness.
This. I am combing my hair forward. Nobody understands why I'm doing it.
We're going to get rid of this sleepy Chuck thing once and for all tonight.
His mustache is what bothers me.
I have a goatee! No one has a goatee anymore!
Looks like the first video ever on Pornhub, 1978.
It's like a weird triangle, like from his nose to his mouth. I don't know, it's weird.
Every morning he finishes shaving around that and says, that's the look!
Perfect.
Looks in the mirror and heads out the door. This is what Lauren Lapka's going to love about me.
This arrow is pointing up to my head to say, this guy!
So
we're gonna win Emmys tonight with this broadcast, people. Let's everybody on their game. I know it's take your idiot brother to work day, but keep away from the controls. Okay. Then Chuck tried to ask Senator Elizabeth Warren a question about gun violence, and Guthrie and Holt could be heard talking backstage.
Is there a role for the federal government in order to play in order to get these guns off the streets?
What's happening?
We are hearing our colleagues' audio. If the control room could turn off the mics.
Y'all are trying to be the news.
Yeah, if the control room could turn off the mics of our previous moderators, we will.
I think it's the prior moderators.
Guess what, guys? We are going to take a quick break.
Okay. I mean, listen, it's live broadcast. Things go wrong. Not that wrong at a network broadcast when you got 40 people back there in charge of just the audio alone.
Five co-moderators. You throw one Brett Bear down, you're good for the evening, all right?
And José Díaz Balart or whatever the guy's name is, when he's up there and he goes, Senator, I have a question for you. Everything is very, very dramatic.
Lester's in the back talking to Savannah Guthrie. You want to get some grub? What are you doing later?
I need to ask you a question. If we have these children coming across the border, and then they're without a toothbrush or a bar of soap, how will we be paying for the toothbrush and the bar of soap? I ask you that, Senator. And you're like, oh my God, really? Is that how they do it on Telemundo? I wish I spoke Spanish. Although, what's lucky is all the white people spoke Spanish last night.
Some Democrats want a marginal individual tax rate of 70% on the very highest earners, those making more than $10 million a year. Would you support that? And if not, what would your top individual rate be?
This economy has got to work for everyone. And right now, we know that it isn't. And it's going to take all of us coming together to make sure that it does. Necesitamos incluir cada persona en el éxito de esta economía. Pero si queremos hacer eso, necesitamos incluir cada persona en nuestra democracia. Cada votante necesitamos la representación y cada voz necesitamos escuchar.
I swear to God, I thought I hit my secondary audio.
That's fantastic.
I rolled over on the remote and it's like, oh damn, I hit the SAP button. I hate when that happens.
He's like a human air guitar solo. He just can't help himself, man. You know, it's like, okay, we know.
A sweet humble brag, Vito.
Yeah, watch this.
Yeah. And so while he's doing it, there's Cory Booker, who's looking at him going, oh, man!
Oh, he was
going to do that!
Senator Booker, what would you do on day one?
La situación ahora es inaceptable. Este presidente ha atacado, ha demonizado los inmigrantes. Es inaceptable. Voy a cambiar este. On day one, I will make sure that number one...
I don't get you the English part. I got it.
Like, are you guys trying to lose Pennsylvania and Ohio and
That's
Michigan
exactly
all over
doing.
Again? Really?
That's exactly what
I'm not
doing.
Saying there's anything wrong with it, but it's just so pandering, so condescending. Ted Kennedy did it 25 years ago. He did it first. Remember
George
that?
George W. Bush did it. Do you remember George
w
Bush
was
did
great,
it?
Yeah.
W did it. W sort of sold it, too.
But he didn't Tom do it in such an obvious
way. Dad.
He didn't just crowbar it into like the first answer of the first of 500 debates.
Oh, man. What a cluster that was last night. I want to see Bernie try it.
Wait till people learn that Pence speaks fluent Dothraki. In the first vice presidential debate in about a year from now. Or just in tongues.
I'm glad you asked me about my plan to pay for all of the El Colegio Detto. We're going to El Forgivo all of the detto that everybody, all of the El Cambien de Tambien have acquirido.
I would have tried so hard to learn like Finnish just to like represent another immigrant group by tonight. If you're one of the other candidates, give me another language. Give me something.
No one can check. Oh my God! It really was. It was a race to the pandering bottom, is what it was.
Man.
Even Rachel Maddow was like, "I wouldn't do that." I'll say anything. I won't say that. All right, here we go.
Number four.
More fun tonight. U.S. women's soccer team captain Megan Rapinoe. Right? Is that how you pronounce that? Rapinoe.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's not back. I know Kevin's only said it about 100 times in the last 3 days.
Yeah.
He's hot for. He likes the. What? He likes the silver blonde hair.
Anytime I report on a female out there, I was like, he's got the hots for her.
Really,
he likes her.
You're barking up the wrong tree there, pal, but good luck with that. I think she's great. Like the purple streak.
Worth a shot.
You never know. She's going to like me. She just hasn't met the right guy yet.
That's right.
God.
She is not backing down, despite the president blasting her on Twitter. As you'll recall, Rapinoe said she wasn't going to the effing White House, right? And then Trump was like, hey, you better win first.
I stand by the comments that I made about not wanting to go to the White House, with the exception of the expletive. My mom will be very upset about that. But I think obviously entering with a lot of passion, considering how much time and effort and pride we take in the platform that we have and using it for good and for leaving the game in a better place and hopefully the world in a better place, I don't think that I would want to go, and I would encourage my teammates to think hard about lending that platform or having that co-opted by an administration that doesn't feel the same way and doesn't fight for the same things that we fight for. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. Wait, now what is she fighting for? I don't understand.
I don't know which
for.
One this is. She says she's not effing going. So Trump immediately followed that up with, "I'm inviting the team no matter what," just to put her on the spot.
Yeah. Slight favorites ridiculous. Over France tomorrow. That's the key. put your money on the Americans there, Kev.
Is that the final?
That's going to be not quarter.
Semis.
Semis.
Right.
Quarters.
So when they win the thing, whatever. But quite honestly, call me when it's over.
Tough game against tough match against France tomorrow.
Yeah,
visiting team.
So, but we'll know who she is.
What if Macron invites them to the Americans?
That's the kind of thing that would happen.
He speaks English, so he could show off too.
Oh, that would be good.
That'd be great.
Yeah,
because he likes to.
Does Macron speak Spanish? Because that would really be good.
I'd like surprised.
To see that in a debate of some sort.
Be surprised.
Maybe he should run for the American president right in the middle of the whole thing.
In the middle of the debate.
Or Justin Trudeau comes down here, and no one will notice.
Bonjour.
All right, let's take a break. I haven't even gotten through the first two without being totally out of my mind. Okay. Kim, what's happening in the news at the bottom of the hour?
Make Sundays your official night to tour the city. Watch Chicago's Best at 10 p.m., then stick around for the latest in shopping, entertainment, and events on See Chicago, 10:30 p.m., WGN-TV.
Top 5 continues.
Number 3.
Kevin Bacon is back in a new Showtime drama, City on a Hill. It's a 12-part series, but the veteran actor plays an FBI agent investigating a series of armored car robberies in Boston in the 90s. Bacon's Jackie Rohr is a tough-talking, dogged investigator willing to do whatever it takes to close a case. It seems very similar to the classic Sidney Lumet 70s cop drama Serpico. Well, maybe because it is.
Well, you know, when I became an actor, those were the kind of movies that made me want to be an actor. You know, the films of Sidney Lumet and Scorsese and The French Connection and actors like Gene Hackman and Dustin Hoffman and Pacino and all those guys, you know. And when I read the script, it definitely vibed in that sort of way for me. And even though it's 90s, it has that feeling.
I love Kevin Bacon.
One of the best. He was a great cop performance in Mystic River. Remember that? Which was set in Boston. Where
he's just great. Everything he does is great.
He's one of the best actors to never be nominated, which is kind of amazing when you think about all the stuff he's done.
That sounds great. He's I've also, not seen that yet. You know, the Bacon Brothers.
Yeah.
Friends of the show. They've been in here playing their music, like absolutely my favorite song of all times, because it basically does describe the Republican National Convention and the Democratic National Convention coming up in 2020.
Hookers and blow. Hookers and blow. Friends and lovers will come. Friends and lovers will go. Heaven above me. Yeah.
There you go. It's my theme song.
I remember when they performed that. We were both like, are they?
Did you say that?
Are they singing?
Oh, man. All right, checking in.
Number 2.
Shutdown, what's going on? Yeah, I drink a boost for breakfast, an inshow for dessert. Somebody order pancakes, I just sip the scissor.
Okay, so Chaka Khan might have made some money off of Through the Wire, which sampled her hit Through the Fire. Right?
Through the fire, to the limit, to the wall.
Because she, it's Kanye, right?
Sure.
Yeah, you figure what could possibly go wrong. She does not like it. She is not happy. She appeared on Watch What Happens Live last night, and the legendary performer came ready to be upset. She was not happy with some of her famous collaborators. You got Kanye, Ariana Grande, Prince, Whitney Houston, Aretha Franklin. So Andy Cohen asked how the conversations with the rapper when he asked to sample her hit song of Through the Wire.
You were not happy with that song. You were not.
No. He called me when he just got out of the hospital. He said, you were so instrumental.
in my healing process. I had to change the words a little bit to the song, but I had to eat through a wire, you know, and I was wired shut through a straw, blah, blah, blah. It meant that much to me. And it really got my heart. I pulled at my, tugged at my strings. So I said, oh, yeah, use it. Then when I came, I was like, the wire, I was pissed.
You were.
I thought it was a little insulting. And I'm not insulting. I thought it was stupid.
Right.
You know? And if I'd known he was going to do that, I said, hell no.
I like Hookers and Blow better anyway, that song by the Bacon Brothers.
All right. Finally.
Number one.
Is this a major milestone in Muppet history? Ooh. Is it? Cookie Monster? Wrigley Field this afternoon?
Today, C is for cookies! Yeah! All right! Let me hear you, Gary! On three, take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
I hate when Ditka does it. Okay. All right.
That's how every Sox fan sounds singing it at every game. What's the big deal?
In between puffs of cigarettes.
You have a suggestion if the Muppets would like to send somebody down to Guaranteed Rate.
Oscar the Grouch would be perfect for the South Side. We Oscar the Grouch down there. Answer back to the Cookie Monster.
I don't think that's the original Cookie Monster. Really? Don't tell the kids. All right, are we done? This has been as much of a cluster as the Democratic debate last night.
The top five at five.